American Language Course, Book 18, Tape 3C. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 3C. Look at Figure 1. Listen and repeat the underlined words. Number 1. Disagreement. Disagreement. Agree. Agree. Number 2. Pointed out. Pointed out. Agreement. Agreement. Disagree. Disagree. Point of view. Point of view. Number 3. Personally. Personally. To tell the truth. To tell the truth. Personal. Personal. On the other hand. On the other hand. Now listen and repeat the dialogues. Number 1.
Flo and Frank had a disagreement, didn't they?
Yes, they did. Their opinions were different about who should be the chief of the program.
They don't often agree, do they?
Oh, yes. Their opinions are often the same.
Number 2.
Gwen has had a talk with Greg. As the head of the department, hasn't she?
Yes, she has. And she pointed out to him how important employee agreement is. She also told him that besides the employees having the same opinion about the business, it's important they get along well while at work.
He didn't disagree with her, did he? I mean, his opinion wasn't different from hers, was it?
No, he agreed. He had the same point of view that she had.
Number 3.
Keith can tell you about the problem, can't he?
Yes, but personally, I think he's too close to the problem to be fair. That's just what I think, of course.
To tell the truth, that's my personal opinion, too.
On the other hand, he might have better ideas because he is so close. Mightn't he?
I suppose you could be right.
Look at figure 2. Listen to the example, then repeat it. This isn't fun, is it? Repeat. This isn't fun, is it?
Now listen and repeat the sentences. Number 1. Mary isn't happy, is she? Number 2. Fred has problems, doesn't he? Number 3. They are disagreeing, aren't they? Number 4. We can't leave early, can we? Number 5. You'd do that for me, wouldn't you? Number 6. Bob bought that, didn't he? Number 7. You ate that whole pie, didn't you? Number 8. Joey's tired, isn't he? Look at figure 3. Listen to a statement and then complete it in your book. Listen to the examples. Flo and Frank had a disagreement. Repeat. Flo and Frank had a disagreement, didn't they? Look at the other example. Flo and Frank didn't agree. Repeat. Flo and Frank didn't agree, did they? Now listen and complete the sentences you hear. Number 1. They don't often agree. Number 2. He advises the students. Number 3. She has excellent ideas. Number 4. John can't hire anyone to help. Number 5. They'd permit him to supervise. Number 6. She couldn't convince him. Number 7. He agreed to go on the tour. Number 8. Bill supervises that department. Let's check your work. Number 1. They don't often agree, do they? Repeat. They don't often agree, do they? Number two, he advises the students, doesn't he? Repeat, he advises the students, doesn't he? Number three, she has excellent ideas, doesn't she? Repeat, she has excellent ideas, doesn't she? Number four, John can't hire anyone to help, can he? Repeat, John can't hire anyone to help, can he? Number five, they'd permit him to supervise, wouldn't they? Repeat, they'd permit him to supervise, wouldn't they? Number six, she couldn't convince him, could she? Repeat, she couldn't convince him, could she? Number seven, he agreed to go on the tour, didn't he? Repeat, he agreed to go on the tour, didn't he? Number eight, Bill supervises that department, doesn't he? Repeat, Bill supervises that department, doesn't he? Look at figure four. Listen to paragraphs. Complete the outline as you listen. You will hear the paragraphs twice. Listen and write. The three major military services in most of the countries of the world are an army, a navy, and an air force. Each of the armed forces has its special job to do to be ready to protect the country. Each country has an army. The army has land equipment to keep in good shape, and most importantly, its men to keep trained and in good physical condition. Many countries have a navy. The navy has ships to keep in top condition, so they are able to travel in any weather or sea conditions, and of course, its sailors, who are trained and ready to operate the ships at sea. Most countries have an air force. The air force has its planes, and not only the pilots of those planes, but also the mechanics to keep them ready to fly. All three services are full-time employers of many people who are doing the big job of protecting their country. Listen to the paragraphs again while you complete the outline. The three major military services in most of the countries of the world are an army, a navy, and an air force. Each of the armed forces has its special job to do to be ready to protect the country. Each country has an army. The army has land equipment to keep in good shape, and most importantly, its men to keep trained and in good physical condition. Many countries have a navy. The Navy has ships to keep in top condition, so they are able to travel in any weather or sea conditions, and of course its sailors, who are trained and ready to operate the ships at sea. Most countries have an Air Force. The Air Force has its planes, and not only the pilots of those planes, but also the mechanics to keep them ready to fly. All three services are full-time employers of many people who are doing the big job of protecting their country. Look at Figure 4 again. Listen and repeat the outline. A. Most countries of the world have three major military services. One, they have an army, a navy, and an air force. Two, each of the armed forces has its special job. B. Each country has an army. Number 1. An army has land equipment to keep in good shape. Two, it has men to keep trained and in good physical condition. C. Many countries have a navy. One, a navy has ships to keep in top condition. Two, it has men who are trained and ready to operate the ships at sea. D. Most countries have an air force. One, an air force has planes and pilots. Two, it has mechanics to keep the planes ready to fly. E. All the services are full-time employers of many people. You can look at the completed outline on the answer page after lab. Now listen and repeat.
Zelda, we need to talk about this.
I agree. We need to come to some understanding.
I'd like to say that I think the employee's point of view. Should be considered when decisions are made.
What exactly are you trying to tell me?
Let me put it another way. The employees should have more to say. About what happens in this office. They feel they should have a right to give their opinions.
I'm not sure I agree with that. Most of the decisions are made for the good of the company. So they are for the good of the employees, too, whether they know it or not.
Well, you have a good point. But that's not easy for them to see. Announcing the decisions a little differently might help.
That's just what I was thinking. I'll talk to my boss about it. Thanks for letting me know about the problem, Yates. Now look at figure 5. I'll read for Yates, you read for Zelda. Zelda, we need to talk about this. I'd like to say that I think the employee's point of view should be considered when decisions are made. Let me put it another way. The employee should have more to say about what happens in this office. They feel they should have a right to give their opinions. Well, you have a good point, but that's not easy for them to see. Announcing the decisions a little differently might help. Now look at figure 6. You read for Yates, I'll read for Zelda. You begin. I agree. We need to come to some understanding. What exactly are you trying to tell me? I'm not sure I agree with that. Most of the decisions are made for the good of the company, so they are for the good of the employees too, whether they know it or not. That's just what I was thinking. I'll talk to my boss about it. Thanks for letting me know about the problem, Yates. This is the end of Tape 3C, Book 18.